Flint has all of the base, and the Ran, Vahamina Torah Meshubidla. So more of a challenge is how can he make this netter to Aser his wife? He has a Sheba to her. So the Ran asks a question. My Kusha, he says he doesn't understand the Mor's question. My Kashale, what's the question? We have a Gemara Ksubis which says, the Konomis, Kedushas Haguf Ninu, Umavkiya Midei Shibut, that a netter puts a Kedusha on the item, and that causes to remove the Shibut. So the netter overrides the shibud. So what's the more saying? How could he do it? He has a shibud. I have a kfar shigmar which says that netter overrides shibud. V'yishtar medchi hechi d'min and hosam d'amur rabban on the shibud of the baal hachinami amur rabban on the shibud of the isha. The more case over there where she was asking herself on him, and the more says that it doesn't work, and the more says why doesn't it work? Because the more asked the question, because Homer Rabba says Hektish Chametz Veshichur Mafkim Adei Shibud, that these three things have the ability to override the Shibud. So why does the Mishnah say that if she answers her Maisi Adayim on the husband that it doesn't work? We know that Hektish Chametz Veshichur and Konomis is Hektish. Override the Shibut so she can ask her Maisi Adayim on her husband. Somewhere says no, the Chama came along and they strengthened the husband's Shibut to the point that her netter cannot override her Shibut to the husband for Maisi Adayim. So the same type of story that the Mor says over there, so the Ran says, we'll say the same thing over here. Amura Boran the Shibut of the Isha. The Shibut that the man has to the woman for Aina, the Chumrim would strengthen that, and therefore the netter will not affect it. Okay. So it's interesting that there in the Mor Ksubas, the Mor goes through the conversation. The Mishnah says that she can't make her Maisi Adayim also to the husband. The Mor says, why not? Kainim overrides the Sheba. The Mor says, the Chumrim strengthened it. Over here, the more the Mishnah says it works, the more says, how could it work? He's Meshubit. Like, over there, the Mishnah says that it doesn't work. Right? And we're saying, the more says, I don't understand, how could it not work? Netter works. The more says, no, I have a reason why Netter doesn't work. Over here, we're saying it does work. The more is challenging, like an obvious thing, the more is it's so posh that it can't work. How can we just say that it works? Why is it so posh? You need a special to call him that it shouldn't work. And the more, so like the Ran, the means the Gemara over here is assuming that this idea of the ilum of the Shibud is so obvious that it's the more can come along and just ask the posh of the Mishnah, which says that it works. How could it work? Okay, I don't know. But for Kiran, Ba'omer Hanos Tashmish Cholai, Klemmer, the Oser Gufei Aluya. If he made himself Oser on her, Hachinami Zolamatzi Abed, he cannot do that to her. Demir Raisa Meshabed Lo, he's Meshabed to her. So the logic is that you cannot Oser something with your Meshabed because a shibud functions like some type of ownership to the individual who owns the shibud, that it's meshubah too. So as much as that's true, I'm making your item us on you. I can't make your item us on you. It belongs to you already. So if Reuben has a shibud on Shimon, it means Reuben has some level of ownership on Shimon's property. Shimon comes along and says, I'm going to make it usher to Reuben. It's too late. It belongs to Reuben already.
Tashmish
To make it also himself, that we can't stop him. The kid of Kahana, the same word of Kahana says, "Domer Shaisha Yechola Lesser Hanos Tashmish Balo Aleha." She can make usher upon herself Hanor from the Tashmish from the husband. The Kima de Nodro Mishka Krav Kavachayo Memela Paka Shibur. So she has a Shibur. That's true. But the shibud is what she has to give to the husband, so that belongs to the husband. She can't take away from the husband, but she can say that the maisa of tashmish from the husband is usher on her. Well, once that's true, we can't force her to eat something she's also to eat. Okay. Bim Tamer, v'ha nidra d'rabbanan hu. Look, we should say the following. That the net over here is drabbanan. That it lost hashmish less by mamasha. It doesn't have mamashas to it. Even if he says that the lost hashmish of the isha is also upon himself, which is a net of drabbanan, that lachar should not be able to override his chi of oino. There was with the chabim misakin, it's connected the chi of the raisa. You say it like that, or the chi of the raisa should override the chi the rabbanon. The Ron says maybe you'll tell me that the case was that relekka lememer. Maybe you'll answer. It's over a kainim gufech alai mitashmish askinan. That the case was not, he said, Hasnos Tashmish is usher on himself, but he said that he's ushering the goof of the Isha upon himself vis-a-vis Tashmish, which that would be that the Neder is taking effect mitzah the goof of the Isha, that's a double Yesh B'mamish. Ron says, you can't say that's the case. The Haduma Dashinosh Shani Yoshein Shani Medaber Ketani Lo, it's going together with the same Mishnah of these cases of Shani Yoshein. But more Ravina, but by Yachol Mirabana, and Ravina said in the Chanami that those cases are only Mirabana. We keep in the Rabana ba'almahu. So once you accept that this case is also only Mirabana, hechi kal nidre delay. How could his neder, which is the less element Rabana ba'alma, how could his neder, which is only Mirabana, have the ability lafkuya mitzvahs oino mitzvahs piri v'ribya to miavkia dinim deraisa? So that's the question. Yesh Larmer, Kima the Nidra Miyachayel. The Neder is Chayel. It's not that the Chabim weren't massacred in those circumstances. The Neder itself is not directly against the Mitzvah. The Neder is an Isser. It's Chayel Mirabonon. But Remela Pakir Luhu Hanach Mitzvahs. So he can't do the Mitzvahs. Why? The Chumim Masim Lakir Dabar Minatar B'Shei Bal Tasa. The Chumim have the power to be Oiker once they made their Takana that this is Usur, so he's not doing a mitzvah. That's the Sugya over there we had in Yavamas. The Chumim have the power to put their dinim in place that Yushalim not doing a deraisa. New Tamar, Chiyamar Hanos Hashmi Shecholai, my mitzvah. Okay, so the Ron asked the following question. He's being oisik in a mitzvah. We have a cloud. The Morris says mitzvah lav lahanas nitnu. So when we say mitzvah lav lahanas nitnu, even if the hanoah is osir, what he's doing is not called hanoah. That's his question. Yesh Lerman, no. The Chiyam Rina Mitzvah Lav Lahanas Nitnu Hani Mili Lerman Shein Kiyam HaMitzvahs Chosh of Hanoah. If I have a prohibition to benefit from you, using your item to Mekayim HaMitzvah is not called I benefited. Alba mikomokim imisani gufe bahadi demekai mitzvah hanoa mikri. But if there is a besides the benefit of fulfilling the mitzvah, which is not considered hanoa, there is another benefit of pleasure that the body is receiving. That the mitzvah, even though he's doing a mitzvah at that moment, that's called being nehenna. Shemachar minim perek ruv bezdin nerder hanor min amayin tevel bavi mesek sham avol bavi mesek ham. The person is mother hanor from a mayin, so he has to go to the mikvah. Going to the mikvah is a mitzvah to be matar himself. So the question is, but there's also the pleasure of the enjoyment of going into the water of the mikvah. So the mikvah is cold. So in the winter, there's no pleasure going into the water of the mikvah together with the. So he has the only hanoah is the kiyum of the mitzvah. We hold mitzvah l'hanoah zitnu, so that's not a problem. But in the summer, where there's the physical pleasure of the body is enjoying the cool water, so that's also because beside even mitzvah l'hanoah zitnu, but the side benefits. Is going to be a problem. So, mutter and neider hanom in a mayan cannot be tovel in the in that water in the Mesacham in the summer.
Hello, good morning. Play the shtar.
We so have a case.
The neider ends up being mevatel the mitzvah.
Yeah.
Did we have a case with like matzah with this, the same idea that the hanav? Matzah, that's considered to be, a hana, even though, it's just lab like hana. I guess not.
Not that I recall, but that's. There's a Rashba who argues, rather than talking about Rashba, the Rashba actually learns that even a physical pleasure which happens simultaneously with the kiya mitzvah, since a person is primarily, his purpose is to do the mitzvah, the secondary pleasures, secondary physical pleasures become tuffel to the primary pleasure. And therefore, the mitzvah of the hanoah will actually be matir that hanoah. So the Rashba says. So what's the problem? So why is the more stable that you can't be at nerdim and amaya and there's usher? He says because the mitzvah requires him to go into the mikvah and go down and come out. If he were tarry in any way along the way, that's not part of the mitzvah. So then, that physical pleasure is not secondary to any mitzvah. That's going to be a problem. But any physical pleasure which would be simultaneous with the kiyum of the mitzvah becomes secondary to the kiyum of mitzvah to the point that it becomes that's not a problem.
Have you said previously that Shmuel and Nedra? Negative mitzvah is ineffective.
You said that a shua negative mitzvah is ineffective. So the shua is the Torah is commanding you to do something, and you're or not do something, and you're swearing directly against it.
A shua in the action.
But over here, you're saying the item is usher in you. Now the item is usher, so I can't do the mitzvah.
But still, if it was direct, it would be a problem. Yeah. Right.
Right, because because that was the more assumed in the kasha. This is a case of it's the neder mi rabbanan of shani yoshe that I will not. It's the
saying the tashmish case.
Right, saying in the
it's only chal because it is indirectly your. You mafkia the mitzvah.
Correct. It's always because it's indirect. Yeah.
So a neder is on an object. Okay. Do we have any mitzvot that are on objects as opposed to our interactions with the objects? Do we have any mitzvot that are not how we interact with things that are not actions, not objects?
What, Jonathan?
Is there a mitzvah that is possible to go directly against one another?
The Rambam has some one or two which are like, but even those are there's still some din of the person. Just the primary starting point is the Isser Kedusha on the item, but that letter is not affecting that. So it's going to be the interface. I tell you, for a Moshe, I don't remember where we were learning by Puravu. So the assumption to the middle sinuch that the more discusses in Tosfos discusses the case where a person has a chatziah and chatziah ben charid. So since there's a mitzvah to have children, and this person cannot marry anybody, the chatziah is not married a regular free woman. The chatzim and her can't marry a shivcha, so he can't get married. So Beishamai says that we force the owner to free him, and he has to reimburse him. And Beisilo accepted that. So Tosfos says, why do you say esther chalosa? Let the essay of peruvu, whatever it is, midoich chalosa. So the mitzvah gets very worried about this issue that you're not makayim peruvu till you have children, to have a boy and a girl. So it's not the B is a hechsher mitzvah. So B is a hechsher mitzvah. So how can the B how can Tosfos ask that the hechsher mitzvah should be doicha loisa? You know that the mitzvah doicha loisa say esed doicha loisa, not hechsher mitzvah. The more in your bumps, the first paragraph, the more it says hechsher mitzvah. It's not doicha. So he discusses maybe hechsher mitzvah, which is impossible without it. So that's, so Rashi says, he disagrees with the middle sinus. Having a boy and a girl is a din and shear in the mitzvah. In other words, mitzvahs are always a command on an action. Rashi cannot command the person to have a child. It's not within the person's purview to have a child. The Baruch Hu can command the person to do what is necessary to have a child. So the mitzvah is the act of having bia. That's the mitzvah. So the whole Tosfos makes sense, and the mitzvah is not a kasha. What's the pshat? The kiyum is with a boy and a girl. The pshat is he has a chiyuv to be oisik and do these actions which will lead to having a child until he reaches the point where he has a boy and a girl. It's a shear in how much he's mechuyav to do this mitzvah. So he says, a person gets married, has bir shat with his wife, and she becomes pregnant with a boy and a girl, and they have twins. He did one mitzvah peruvu in his lifetime. A person is married for 10 years, and he finally has a boy and a girl. He did hundreds of mitzvahs of peruvu in his lifetime. Because each time he had bir, he did a mitzvah peruvu, because that's the mitzvah. That's, the command has to be on a mitzvah. The command is never on anything other than a mitzvah. Now the mitzvah of oinav obviously is on the ma'isa. The Ram throws in peruvu also, like, you know, that it would just be a hechsher, like the mitzvah sinner is asking. He's saying, how can the din rabbanon come and be of kia peruvu? Right. if the mitzvah is the bia, so that's a good question. The mitzvah the bia is just a hechsher mitzvah. I don't know. I don't have any gemara which tells me that a hechsher mitzvah of the raisa is more powerful than a derabbanan. The Ron's question is, he asked, how can the derabbanan be mafkia peruvu? Okay, so the Mishnah. Shua she'eni yoshen. He makes a shua that he will not sleep. She'eni medaber, she'eni mahalath. So also, that's a full-fledged shua with all dinner of a shua. Karban lo echoloch. Ha karban she'echoloch. Lo karban lo echoloch is mutter. Tataran. Karban lo echoloch. Ha karban she'echoloch. Loy carbon loy chaloch is the gears that we have in the Mishnah. Loy carbon loy chaloch mutter. Mishum the chiyomer carbon loy chaloch. So what does he mean? Ir meaning the bechai carbon mishtaba shori. If he means that he's swearing by the life of the carbon, like. The carbon labar is shabuyehu. You can't swear by the life of the carbon. Like Rashi in the sixth parsha. Chay para in tetum is that. Right? It's not a shua. We are meaning the carbon yehei mashlo echoloch. Mashlo echol mishaloch. Kamar nami shori. Loshavi is a carbon. Ela mashlo echol. Lo echol. Okay, so that whoever you touch the phrase korban lo yecholoch, either it means what I don't eat should be a korban, or it means that by the life of a korban I'm not going to eat by you. So either way, that's not effect. That's the first case. Ha korban sho yecholoch nami shori. The chai korban komer lashon of hey korban, this korban, by this korban I'm not going to eat, that I will eat by you. The ovid inish the mishtava bay, but lamina komer is not saying anything. Manir ben is at the run the ha korban gersina. We can't conceive no. This was the Meshua. This is Hoshua, the Tana, the Mutter. Which is the next Mishnah. Bikorbin Kitani. The Meshua Aser. Hoshua the Tana, the mutter b'korban k'tani, the b'shua aser. That which is by korban is mutter, b'shua is aser. Well, I can remember the ha korban gersina, which is one word. Tana pirkan d'liel, the ha korban aser remeir. Shoichaloch means what I'm. This should be a korban, that which I'm going to eat from you would be a korban. So Rabbi Yehuda says you need kick korban. Rabbi Meir says you don't need kick korban. Hot korban is also enough to be also. And the Gemara is going to say that the time of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So I'm a season to Rabbi Meir or Kim the Lubbe Gemara. Labada cannot more. Shinakar is hot korban with one word. Yagar is hay korban or haw korban, which is like a separate word. That we say he means chai korban. Okay, the last case was la korban lo yecholoch nami shori. The kima de belamet petucha kamar. He said it la korban, so he means loy korban mashma. Okay, so what should you say? It shouldn't be a korban that which I don't eat from you. It means that which I eat from you should be a korban. So that's b'chalav atosh mehei. Like remember the Mechalav Tosh Mashmo, that we should, you can't say that we should derive from the negative the positive. So something more. Money Mastisan, Remeiri. The Talmish is Remeir. The Rabbi Huda, Loshanale Corbin, Loshanale Ha Corbin. According to Rabbi Huda, either way, you need, you have to say Kick Corbin. So, the mission says that, in the case number two, it says, Hey Corbin Shaykh Allah. Even to say Corbin Shaykh Allah wouldn't work. Right? But aim is safer. Allah Corbin Shaykh Allah Mutter. Mutanan, the Corbin Shaykh Allah Remeir Oyser. Womer of Abba Nasaka Omer, the Corbin Yehay, the Fichu Shaykh Allah. Some more answers. Lukasha, Hoda Moran, Omron, Omar, Lick Corbin. And that's the mission before, which says if you say lick korban, he means it should be for a korban, the korban yehay, and therefore lo yochalok. So that works. But ha d'omer lo the korban or la korban, the lo havi korban is saying it should not be a korban. The whole thing is we should figure it out based on mechalav atash mehein, which a mayor doesn't hold of. Let's see the round. The round is at the bottom of the page. One of the season Remeir he Lashonele Corbin Lashonele Kick Corbin. Remeir holds if he says Corbin, the second case it would have said Corbin Shaykh Allah would be Yasser. He didn't say Kick Corbin. You don't need Kick Corbin according to Remeir. Tlepoi Chafa Dimyan the Rabbi Yehuda Ma'iria Corbin Loich Allah the Shari or Ma'iria Ha Corbin Loich no. The first case, Korban Lo Yechaloch, doesn't work. I feel the Korban Sho Yechaloch Na Mishori. Hodomer Li Korban, Hodomer La Korban. Hodomer Belamed Shvoyis Mashma Li Korban Yehe. Aba La Korban Belamed Petucha Mashma Loi Korban. Yeah. Okay. Let's hold it here.